The death of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia sent shockwaves through America's already polarized political system. As expected, rather than drawing a fractured nation together, his death highlighted and exacerbated the fault lines that define American politics. His death also made me aware of another issue that seems to divide one group from another. Those who are willing to use the word died and those who avoid it. It struck me as I heard the announcement of Scalia's death, the number of reporters, pundits, commentators, politicians, and others who, rather than use the word died, use another term to describe what had occurred. There are those who said that Justice Scalia passed away, and others who said he passed, while others still said, we lost a justice today. It seems to me that when those terms are employed, passed, passed away, or lost, the speaker is trying to be gentle. He or she is trying to soften the blow, the finality and pain of death. But it seems to me, not naming what occurred is not healthy. Death is a reality of life. All who are born will someday die, and to pretend otherwise is to deny a fundamental fact of life. I don't think the people who use past or lost have bad intentions, but I think their decision reflects their discomfort with acknowledging that death means the end of life. They are trying to soften the pain by subtly suggesting that the one who has died really isn't dead. They're in another state, some other place. This, of course, raises significant theological questions, as well as basic questions about how we understand the nature of life and of death. When I was training as a rabbi, we were taught that when speaking to a child, never use a euphemism when speaking about death. Rather than comforting the child, a euphemism confuses. It makes what is clear, death, the end of life, less clear by suggesting that the person really isn't dead. It seems to me that the use of terms other than death reflects people's discomfort with the reality we all face. Rather than avoiding that reality, we should embrace life, celebrate it, savor it. And when someone does die, we mourn their absence, recognizing that for a period of time, someone unique, singular, and special shared with us life. Not using the word death doesn't change the reality. It simply avoids naming it. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.